call it conservation blowback. Since the 1970s, when the pesticide DDT was banned and the Endangered Species Act took effect, the emblematic American bald eagle's population has roared back from near extinction. But more eagles need more food. And for some other struggling bird species here in Maine and around the country, the eagle's success story has a menacing side. Fred Bever has our story.
By the early 1980s, the bald eagle population in Maine had dropped to fewer than 40 nesting pairs. But they're flourishing now. There are well more than 700 pairs nesting in Maine.
See, there's one.
Bird tour operator and scientific researcher John Drury pilots his old lobster boat out into Penobscot Bay, about 15 miles off Rockland. He's been visiting a rocky archipelago of seabird colonies here for decades. He watches a black-headed juvenile eagle arc into the air and two gulls rising to chase it off.
See, there's one there after him right now. See him? They'll, try to keep him off of there.
Around the bend, a handful of great cormorants, big dark birds with long hooked beaks, guard their nests. And out on a nearby ledge, several more young eagles loaf. Watch.
Moved out here to forage, close to the rich, delicious birds.
From Drury's perspective, that's a problem. Those great cormorants living under the eagle's gaze are some of the last to breed in the U.S. Once extirpated here, the great cormorants, too, have made a comeback, reaching a peak of 240 nesting pairs in the early 1990s.
And there are 40 pairs this year. And the eagles have been attacking every colony every year, pretty much.
It's not just great cormorants that are getting harassed. About 50 miles southwest of Drury's birding grounds in Casco Bay, state biologist Brad Allen is documenting declines in several avian species, some common, some not. This day, he's looking for great blue heron, designated a species of special concern in Maine.
There's one right there. Is that an eagle or a great blue heron?
It's a heron, a majestic, prehistoric-looking bird. When Allen last studied the species in the 1990s, he counted roughly 1,200 nesting pairs along the Maine coast. Now the coastal heron population is a third of that.
So it's down quite a bit. Because, we've actually witnessed, some subadult bald eagles in the heronry. Right when the young are just getting ready to fly for the first time, the getting in there is just catastrophic.
Allen says some eagles are shifting their diets. They're contending with a big drop in their traditional coastal prey, cod, salmon, and other fish whose populations have been hurt by overfishing, dams, and warming ocean temperatures.
In the absence of a bay full of fish, they're going to eat the next available chunk of protein, and it might be a cormorant or a young great blue heron.
Seabirds face other threats as well, but the eagles are putting real pressure on. And with their population growing at an 8% clip around the country, it's an emerging issue for wildlife managers.
We are headed into a golden age for eagles. We haven't had this many eagles in the Chesapeake since colonial times.
Brian Watts directs the Center for Conservation Biology at Virginia's College of William and Mary. He says that as in the Gulf of Maine, Chesapeake Bay is seeing growing eagle predation on other birds, some of them rare. Watts says he can foresee a time when the issue becomes acute enough to force a new approach to eagle management, focusing less on the single species and more on its role in the larger ecosystem.
In terms of eagles, because of their status within our society, it's a discussion that's been put off, but ultimately we're going to have to face.
Right now, the only real strategy to deal with rising eagle predation is to scare them off. Maine hosts the only U.S. population of Atlantic puffins, a clown-faced little avian popular with birders. During the nesting season, when the puffin eggs and chicks are most vulnerable, volunteers are posted at some of their colonies to wave off marauding eagles. But when humans aren't around, puffins, like the other seabirds, will face a growing number of eagles on their own. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.